Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself. Discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Well, welcome everybody. I am your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression, as you just heard. And today we're going to go through some key elements about intention. And I'm sure you're aware that it is a new year. Welcome to 2023. I'm so happy that you're here. And I thought I would give you some really great tools to set you in a great direction for 2023. I learned about intentions about 7-8 years ago, and they're similar to goals, but a little bit different in the fact that they really involve your whole mind, body, and heart. And it's not just simply writing a goal down on a piece of paper and not really having a relationship with it. So here we go. I'm going to introduce, like I said, 4 key elements. And the first key element is really, how do you consciously set your intention? So we're going to go through that today. And then second, going for a breakthrough with your intentions. Who doesn't want a breakthrough for 2023? And then third, using intention as an empowerment practice for you this year. And then finally, living in harmony with your intentions. How do you do that? So here we go. This is all about you and your life in full expression. And really, if we don't consciously choose what we want to create, we're really looking at living a life by default, like the same thing happening over and over again. I think there's a great mentor out there, Dr. Joe Dispenza, that talks about, he has wonderful YouTube videos out there that if you get up and say the same thing and do the same thing, you create the same day and you have the same thought, which creates your same personality and the same life. So that's kind of what it looks like to be on default. But guess what, you guys? We really are creative creatures. We have a creative nature, and we can create a blueprint for ourselves by really holding images of a life that we would really love living. So everything has to be a thought before it can become a thing. That's something that I have become to believe. And whatever we put our attention on becomes our reality. So if you and I, we don't really get to choose everything that happens to us, right? But we do get to choose what we do with everything that happens. So what we're going to focus on today is not only about understanding and then employing the understanding to really a higher frequency in the area of intention. So you and I, we are all in our own evolution or a spiral of becoming, and we're all working through intention. And we get to describe to the universe, to spirit, infinite intelligence, God, whatever resonates with you, or even if you want to call it science, you can do that, of how we want to live our life. And so the universe knows our intention by this, okay? It knows it by what we are interested in and where we put our attention. So today we're going to learn more about how to become aware of what we're even putting our attention on, and then learn how to work with that intention to really bring the good in the life, good in our life that we would really love to express. And I'm going to share with you 3 valuable steps that you can take in order to have a breakthrough with your intention. And here's a key element of really how to really be falling in love with an intention will really energize it and give it life, that you have a relationship with your intention. And we're also going to discover that there's nothing in our lives that doesn't contain a blessing, and how important forgiveness is in creating healthy relationships. So let's get started on this, of learning more about consciously really setting your intention. So some of us, the most important work you're going to do is to take the time to really describe the life you want to live. I work with hundreds and hundreds of clients, and a lot of times they're very good at knowing what they don't want, which is a great place to start. Knowing what you don't want, we can begin to look at the opposite of that. Knowing what you don't want to express and what you do want to express. So when you look upon infinite possibility, there's actual a void of consciousness all around us that is filled with possibility for your life. You get to choose. But really, in the absence of you and I choosing consciously what we love to create and express, what's going to happen is that you will choose unconsciously, which, again, you may be repeating patterns that you really don't love. So even thinking right now, what are some patterns that went on in 2022 and even before that, that you didn't love expressing, you didn't like creating? So go ahead and begin to bring those to mind of what they are, because as you've already heard, it's kind of easier at first to know what you don't want before what you do want. So we're going to focus on and really to understand and employ this area of an intention. And I'm going to share with you six fundamental truths related to the power of intention. So here's the first fundamental truth: your nature, my nature. We are creative. We are life expressing. That is really our true nature. And the way life works is that you are an image maker. And so the images that you hold, be they images that create liberation and freedom and abundance and aliveness, or images that create constriction and limitedness and a sense of scarcity or loneliness or isolation. We're always creating these images. So you don't get a choice whether you're going to create or not, because that's our nature, is to create. So whether you and I are going to put our attention on, we're going to create. And you and I are very powerful co-creators. And with this creative capacity that is in you and I, this is your life itself. And everything I've learned from another mentor of mine is created twice. Everything. First, it has to be in thought before it can be a thing. So everything is created out of whole thought, and actually materially is fluid or plastic to our thinking. So I like one of the things that a book I read on from, his name's going to come to me, but he talks about everything, this original substance that is all around us all the time. Wallace Wattles, The Science of Being Great. And so you and I get to choose everything maybe that we would love to create, but sometimes things happen to us and it comes down to how we're going to respond to those. So in a way that we don't quite understand in our conscious mind, everything that we experience in our lives comes out of this whole thought. So our first fundamental truth about intention is that we are creative. All right, our second fundamental truth is your attention, our attention. You get to describe to the universe, or as Wallace Waddle says, the original substance that is all around us, how you want your life to be and how it can be expressed. And the universe only gives something energy. Guess what? If you and I give it energy, and energy goes where energy flows. The universe reads your intention by where you place your attention. And your attention creates a magnetic field of attraction. And what you are interested in to put your attention on, what is it? What would you love to express in your life to put your attention on? Would you like to express in 2023 in one of or several of the domains and dimensions of life in full expression? Would you like to express a greater level of physical health this year? Would you like to express yourself maybe more vibrantly at work in your occupational dimension? So Are you interested in work allowing you to be more creative? Would you like to allow your interest in a more intimate and close relationship this year? For me, I would love to take myself to a greater level of physical vitality and vibrance. I actually just had a birthday over Christmas holiday. So what more can I do than to just live a really vibrant life? So with your intentions, you get to describe this. And as I've learned more and more about this process, it's not just about describing a bunch of things that you want, but you really want to look at the experience of the emotions and feelings as if you already have it. You know, like you're literally going to give the universe a vibe of what you would really love to experience. And that's really the frequency of life you would love to be expressing and living. So where you and I place our attention is where the universe believes, God, spirit, infinite intelligence, you have placed your intention, because it's where your interest is, and your interest is your highest attractive modality. How do you like that? Your interest is your highest attractive modality. So that is your second one of the fundamental truth, is where you put your attention. Your third is your sacred friends. And this was very valuable to me as I was completing a 25-year marriage and coming out of a divorce, is, you know, what was happening with really some arduous relationships. And they were, some of them were my sacred friends. So let's look at this. Some things and people come into our lives and go against what we consciously want. And these people and circumstances serve our personal growth. And as I went through the endeavor of a marriage being completed, my ex-partner definitely was that sacred friend. And Alan Cohen's philosophy is that we actually hire every person in our lives to do every single thing they do. We may not be consciously be aware that we are hiring them, but ultimately, the experience we have in our life is the experience that we co-create with the infinite. Another thing that came from is the Dalai Lama calls these people sacred friends, and he called for the Tibetan people that China was their sacred friend because of the persecution that they went through. And this actually shows us a part of ourselves that is seeking healing. And there may be a hook inside ourselves of insecurity or resistance or another negative emotion that gets triggered by someone else's behavior. And this is part really that is seeking the healing within us. And the behavior can only be a trouble to us when we are troubled. And I can recall going through that, you know, sitting at the table with attorneys, and I had a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt that said, you know, all the water in the world, if you don't let it in your ship, it's not going to sink it. It's somewhere around a quote like that. And I held that quote with me through all the negotiations and the divorce. And there was times that my attorney would write that on a piece of paper and kind of slide it over to me, as she could tell. It was just really rigorous to go through that. But during that, I was being triggered by things of insecurities that were going on in me. I mean, it was super scary to end a 25-year marriage and pretty much start life over at 50. At least it seemed that way at the time. As you can tell, it's all turned out really well. All right, another element of this is your observer self. The Buddhists call it your witness self, and this is part of you that isn't caught up in the drama. This is incredibly powerful. It's really calmness and serenity that you can choose. And a key element, one of my mentors taught me, Mary Morrissey, was, you know, and she got this from this philosophy, is notice what you're noticing. What are you thinking about, Beth? What are you noticing all through your day? And for us to stay awake to this, or guess what? we'll be sucked back into the story, the circumstances and the conditions of our life if we're not staying awake to this. And we end up just being kind of a puppet or an actor on stage rather than the director and writer and producer of our life. So this means for us to stay in relationship with or aware of the part of us that notices what we're noticing. And that is aware of what we are aware of, and that we really are guiding what we are interested in. So absent of this guidance, guess what, you guys? Our intentions will be pulled in many different directions, and it can very possibly create a very chaotic pattern in our life rather than the true one that is in you, which is your eternal self. And then finally, the other element of this is your frequency. You need to have a coherent frequency between your intention and the result that you wish to create. Now, what exactly am I saying here, and what does that mean? Well, for example, you can't have a deep, loving, wonderful relationship if you and I would be focused on being lonely and being hurt. Those are not at the same frequency. Here's another example. You're aware of what you're watching on television, and at some point, you're like, I don't like this program. It's not really serving me. And hopefully you become aware that you're watching something that you really don't enjoy. And so you have the capacity to change the channel. And so you pick up the remote control and you change the channel. And it's not any different with our life. I think it's not quite, it's simple. It's a simple concept. But it does take time, space, repetition to continue to change the channel. And you can change the frequency of your life, but you can't do that if you're not aware of what you are, the one that's got the control. Like, if we're not aware that we can actually change our thoughts onto something else, then, you know, we're just going to keep playing that same thought over and over again. And it's not about trying to get the screen on the TV to change. Now, what does that mean? A lot of us look at changing our outside conditions, circumstances, and conditions before we will actually feel better on the inside. And the way I've been learning so far, and what I'm aware of so far today in my evolutionary growth, is it's got to take place on the inside before things are going to change on the outside. So really, by changing the screen, you change the transmitter, you change the frequency of the channel. What a channel means is frequency and how the whole picture is going to change. Once we change our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions, then things begin to change on the outside, they begin to unfold. And so you and I can create a field where the relationship is called in through the relationship with yourself, you know, that we're nurturing that. And what would it feel like to be in a wonderful, deep relationship? That's where we want to live from that place. What would it feel like to be in a very expansive, creative working environment? Or the words that you would love to choose to describe your working environment. What would it feel like to have vibrant health and to be doing what you would love to be doing with your health, whether it's cycling, running, hiking, boating, pickleball, whatever you would love? You want to live from that place from the inside and watch it begin to transform on the outside. And then finally, the sixth element is your vision, your images that you want to hold in relationship within yourself of what would you love to create and express in your life. So I will say to you that no matter where you are in your journey right now, this mastery of intention can be a powerhouse for you. It's more than just setting goals. It's a relationship that really you're creating from within yourself. Because when you begin to understand and unlock the capacity that is in you, that you shape your life through your intention, and your intention is fueled by what we and you are truly interested in. So we're going to go for a short break, And when we come back, I want to show you some elements of what it looks like going for your breakthrough for 2023 and beyond. So stay tuned with Life in Full Expression. I'm your host, Beth Wolf. We'll be right back after.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Life in Full Expression. Today, we're talking about the power of intentions for 2023 and beyond. And in this segment, I'm going to talk about going for the breakthrough. So let's look at learning how to focus our attention, which the universe, God, Spirit, Infinite Intelligence is going to read as our intention. So when we say, I have an intention to do something, to have something, to be something, but all our attention is focused on what's wrong or why we can't, or if only this had never happened, you will find yourself circling around, but never really experiencing a forward momentum because you're keeping your frequency and your vibration at the same level. I want to give you three steps in this segment for how to experience a breakthrough. So if you incorporate these three steps, basically on a, you know, space-time repetition basis with your intention, you'll find that you will have a whole lot of a breakthrough with this. But I want to start with a story about a high jumper from the University of Oregon. It was many years ago, and he was a high jumper, but he was only 5'8". Inches tall, 5 feet and 8 inches tall, which is not very tall for a high jumper. But he loved high jumping, but nobody really took him that seriously because he was such a short guy. And to be doing high jumping on top of that, it just, you know, wasn't computing. Every day he would run to the bar, he would flex and heave himself over. It took a while, but before long, he could clear his own height, which is no small feat for a beginner. And with every passing month, this little guy would lift the bar a bit, and then he would knock it down and knock it down and knock it down until finally this 5'8" kid was able to clear 6 feet 1 inch. The final meet of the season was happening. The competition was fierce. And the bar was raised to 6 feet, 4 inches. 6 feet, 1 inch was his limit. That was all he had been able to do. On the first attempt, the young guy knocked down the bar. The second time, he knocked down the bar. Before his final try, he spoke with the coach about the thrust of his head, the arch of his back, the flip of his foot, the focus of his mind. And then he walked up to the bar and he stared at it like accepting a dare. And he said, "I will go over you." Then this young man went back to the starting point, took a deep breath, and he ran. He flung himself into the air. He flipped as never before, and he cleared that 6 feet, 4 inches, and he won the competition. And when that young man was asked, "How did you accomplish that?" he said three things, and that's what I'm going to give you right now. The first thing is just keep raising the bar for yourself. We grow our mastery and attention when we learn how to raise the bar imaginally. Remember, we're working from the inside out, not the outside in. We keep setting new heights for ourselves. And just on the break, I was talking with the producer of Transformation Talk Radio, an amazing young man. And he said, "What have you been doing this year?" And I was like, "I literally took all of my income from coaching and consulting and put it back into my business." So this very thing, I raised the bar for myself. So second step, I let go of mistakes. That's what that young man said. Mastery and intention requires letting go of them, so you're not taking the past with you. Don't let your past mistakes dictate what you believe you can do now. So imaginally take yourself that you actually are jumping higher. And people who succeed pay attention to their wins and let go of mistakes. Brett Favre, NFL quarterback, you may be very familiar with him, had more completions than any other quarterback, but he also had more interceptions than anyone else. Successful people put themselves out there and stumble sometimes, but rarely make the same mistake twice. So give yourself a break, just as you would with a child learning to ride a bike. If a mistake still haunts you, ask yourself what you learned from that experience. All right, step three, he kept pressing forward. And that's what we do, press forward. What step could you take from your Vision 2023? What could you take from it? Not to get to it, but here it is, here you are. There's a step that you could take. And your body is built for this. Eyes face forward, your arms reach forward more comfortably than backward. Your hearing is better on the sides than in the front. Natural lifting up happens in your life when you press forward. And within these three steps, I would encourage us to additionally expect the best. You know how sometimes we're like, "Okay, I'll just take what comes." I love to expect the best. One thing that the high jumper did is expect the best, even in the absence of others' approval. Like, "You're 5'8", dude, what are you thinking? You can't high jump." He didn't have that in him. Everybody else looked at him and pretty much all they could see, even his coach, "You're 5'8" and you're not going to make it. Not one of us is meant to settle for mediocrity. So how about 2023? You expect the best for yourself. Next, once you get in touch with your purpose, lean into it. This is something that I continue. As I raise the bar, then we get to learn how to lean into that next purpose. You can play small, but if you really open up, there's an ocean of possibilities. Allow yourself to stretch your thinking. So those are those three steps. Let me just go over them one more time after that high jump story. I love that. Number one,
keep raising the bar for yourself. Let go of the mistakes and keep pressing forward. And notice that he didn't raise the bar, you know, in just a huge amount. Because a lot of times our mind will go, no way, I'm not going to do that. It'll stop you just with that right there. So again, coming from your vision is something that I really love to help people do. And asking the just most powerful questions of what would be the next step that I could come from my vision that would bring me a little bit closer and keep that forward momentum. So we're going to go on a short break again. And on the next segment, I'm going to teach you how to use intention as an empowerment practice. So stay tuned. We're going through the power of intention for 2023 and beyond. We'll be right back after this short message.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say your name was?
All right, welcome back, you guys. We're talking about the power of intention in 2023. And in this segment, I'm going to teach you a little bit about how to use intention as an empowerment practice. So here we go. Let's say, look around the life you are living right now, okay? And one of the ways that you can look at it is being grateful for all of it. Be grateful for all the parts where there is a longing for more and a discontent that pushes you forward. That's the life itself calling you into a greater expression of you. Isn't that cool? So really to just pay attention to your longings and discontents is a very powerful component for you to listen to. And at the end of the day, this journey isn't about having, you know, all those things, just those things. It's about you and I discovering ourselves to be and what we are really able to contribute and give and demonstrate and to make a difference in the world. I've been reading this book on, it's a bit esoteric, on the star seeds and soul mission, and that we can have an individual soul mission on this earth, but we could also mission. So you might have both. You definitely have an individual soul mission, but you might also have a collaborative one. So what is it? Here's another little story in history of what it looks like to have an empowerment practice from a really probably extraordinary mindset. And it's about Wernher von Braun, was one of the leading figures in the development of rocket technology. So when NASA was developing the technology to send a rocket to the moon, one of the very well-respected, educated scientists working with him said, quote unquote, "There's no way to get past the Van Allen radiation belt." I'm not quite sure what that is. I need to look that up. Anyways, that's just not going to happen, this scientist said. And von Braun turned to him and said, quote unquote, "Then you don't belong working at NASA. You can't work at NASA if that's your belief, that there's no way to get past something that we just don't know how to get past." And as we know, they definitely sent a rocket to the moon. So when you shape your intention, the how is not your business initially. And let me repeat that again. When you shape your intention, the how is not your business initially, but the what is your business. A secret is to put some focus on how to move through those things that seem to stand in the way. I'm going to give you some of those secrets on the way of our what or your what. So here's some four key practices to empower your intentions. So here's the first one. Set a clear intention. Choose one thing that you would love to create and express in your life. Get specific about it. Set your intention clearly on this. Fall in love with that intention. And when we fall in love with an intention, it means that we are going to actually energize it. We're going to nurture it. We're going to give it attention. We're going to pay attention to it. And this creates a magnetic pull in the universe, which draws back life unto it, according to the charge of your intention. And I want to say that I always have little toys that I work with my clients. So you guys can see that this little magnet set. So as you set your intention and you're creating it and you're giving it attention, you can see that you do create that magnetic pull. And from another amazing, if you've listened to Abraham Hicks at all, she always talks about, you know, holding, I'm going to use my AirPods case as an example, that you want to hold your vision and your intention with an open hand. You don't want to grasp it tightly, because really the life that loves you may bring something even way more beyond what you have your intention on. And it may come in a different way. So holding it with an open hand really is important as well. Number two, notice any limiting beliefs. Another mentor of mine, Dr. Sue Mortar, says basically all beliefs are limiting, which you can kind of go, you know, I think she might have a point there. So just putting that out there for us, that notice any current limiting beliefs that may be trying to get in the way of your intention, like I'm not capable, or I don't have the experience, or I don't have the connections, or I don't know how to do this. And I want to put the word, you don't know yet. You don't yet have the experience. You don't yet have the connections. I just stepped into a new volunteer position here in Kitsap County. And I noticed that I was saying these things to myself. I'm like, oh, I don't really have the connections to be this chair of the education committee. And just the fact that I had this training, I was like, well, you don't have them yet, Beth. And so I stepped into that position. There's a great book that you could read that gives a little bit of reference to this. It's written by Gay Hendricks, the Hendricks, amazing author and professor. He wrote the book, The Big Leap, and he calls this the upper limit problem. He has four areas that you can look at there. Henry David Thoreau called it the invisible boundary. So setting a clear intention will help draw up your limiting beliefs. Did you hear that? If you set an intention, you set a goal, your limiting beliefs are going to be drawn up out of you. So it's going to be natural for you to feel initially the resistance that, oh, I can't do this. That's okay, you guys. Just notice it. So your intention will help shape an awareness of the limiting beliefs or the limiting feelings you hold about yourself. And these limiting beliefs will show up in the decisions you make, how much good you are actually going to allow in your life. That pretty much has direct relationship to your self-deserving and what opportunities you will actually entertain. All right, next up, be impressed with the power within you is another empowerment practice. So rather than being impressed with the limiting stories or beliefs that come up, be impressed with the power that is at work within you. Be impressed with the power to shape your thought in accordance with your intention, and be impressed with how the power is released in, as, and through you as you shape your thought. You want to lose fascination with the limiting story and become fascinated with the place all your attention is on, that which is seeking to literally emerge through you and through the power of intention. All right, number fourth, the fourth practice, empowerment practice of intention is find a replacement thought. This is your empowerment tool. Tell yourself the truth at the level of fact, this is what's going on about the who and the whos you are. But the truth of it is that you are infinite energy within you. You're tapped in. You're an infinite of, you're a child of the infinite, of the original substance. We are made up of energy. And act as your own best friend. You know, sometimes it's not safe to walk down the hallways of our own mind. I've heard from one of my mentors as well. So you could choose an intention to focus on this particular month, the rest of January. Write it down and keep it with you. And write down your limiting beliefs or stories that come up around that intention and find a replacement thought and let that become your new story. All right, we're going to go for another short break here. And when we come back, I'm going to really talk about what does it look like and feel like to live in harmony with your intentions. So stay tuned. This is Beth with Life in Full Expression. We're talking about intention today. Come back for this last segment and learn about living in harmony with your intention. We'll be right back.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
I am Chris Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Chris Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company, so I'm coaching women all over the world.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio. Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, you guys, to Intention, the Power of Intention. And this last segment is really about living in harmony with your intention. So we're going to focus on how to utilize the daily content of your life to help you move directly, distinctly, and powerfully toward the intentions you have in your heart and your mind. So what we're going to be looking at is for the current, you know, aspect of your own life and paddling in that current instead of trying to swim upstream. What if we learned how to go with the flow? And it was really cool. My partner and I, Kelly and I were walking a few days ago, and there's a really nice stream next to our, about a mile from our house. And man, it was raining here. So we were out walking in the rain. It's cool with us. And the stream was just flowing. It was just, everything was just coming down. It was so beautiful. And so rivers, creeks, they always remind me of what it feels like to be in harmony with the flow of life. And so we're going to look at five ways to be living in harmony with your intentions. So number one is release the resistance to the current conditions of your life. So let me give you some examples of that. It really, no matter what it looks like, it's actually neutral unless we decide that that condition is not neutral. If we decide it's bad, it's bad. If we decide it's good, it's good. Nothing is bad unless you call it bad. Now, there's nothing in life that doesn't contain a blessing. The work to be done is releasing ourselves into the flow of good. Now, one of the examples that I can bring with you in my own life is after I completed my 25-year marriage, my daughters didn't talk to me for a year and a half to 2 years. I definitely could have called that bad. And it was painful. At the level of fact, it was painful. I missed them a lot. But it really was a blessing because it put me in a position to put all my attention on taking care of myself and really developing a really thriving coaching business. But now, you know, they came back into my life for about 3 years, and then now they've decided to be on their soul evolution, and now it's been another year and a half, and they haven't talked to me. And again, I could choose to look at that as bad, and there's times that I am sad about that, but it really has given me another bout of time where I'm really focusing on myself. I've launched a lot of new things, not only in my professional life, but my personal life as well. Second way that you can live in harmony with your intentions, again, is noticing what you're noticing. This is so much power, you guys. Life is going to show up consistent with what you're committed to. And if you want to know what you're committed to, just look at how your life is showing up. So if you say you want a partnership or a love relationship, but it is not in your experience, then somewhere in your thinking and feeling, somewhere in your intentions, you might be committed to an idea about yourself that is less than having a full partnership. Another aspect, shape your inward thinking so that it is in harmony with your intentions of what you say you would really love to be expressing in your life. Number three is recognizing the gap. So as we notice our discontents and our longings, there's a gap. And all of us are writing down our next level of becoming, and we are setting our intentions. We've got our goals. So what might be your top 10 or 20 goals? I actually have mine written right here behind me that I can see them all the time. And you might take your top 10 or 20 that have the highest charge for you and feel what it would be like to have those things as the reality of your life, you know, showing up now. Now, feel the vibrational gap between your current state and your life in full expression of those 10 or 20 goals. Like, allow yourself to feel that vibrational gap. And here's where you learn to distinguish, differentiate, and then use the tool of consciousness to release old patterns and bring forth new, truer, more consistent patterns with what we say we want in our life. So we don't have to wrap a lot of drama and condemnation on ourselves, like, oh man, I haven't done this yet. That is not going to serve you. It's just feel the vibrational gap and notice that. And then as you begin to develop an identity that is consistent with our nature, remember our nature is infinite possibility, that our old paradigm and pattern is no longer consistent with our new identity. And it dissolves through a lack of energy and soul force. So if you're not giving these old patterns attention, they're going to dissolve as you have replaced them. You've bridged them. One of the greatest bridgings in that gap is self-forgiveness, self-trust, self-love. Those three components are truly some of the greatest things that you can bridge that gap with. Now, four is distinguish between fact and truth. I don't want you to think that I'm in dreamy land all the time, because I'm not. There is, at a level of fact, there is conditions, circumstances, and conditions that are going on in your life or have gone on. And we all went to this school. That is the fact. You know, you have these parents, you have this much in your bank account. That is all fact. And facts don't determine your future. You may be told to believe that, but if we think back to the high jumper, he was told by everybody around him, you know, you're not a high jumper. He didn't let that determine his future. So what you think about the facts determines what you're willing to bring into the future. Again, what you think about the facts determines what you're willing to bring into the future. And you don't deny the facts, you don't deny any of the conditions, but you do deny their power of the facts to define you and your future. So here's the truth. The truth is that you're an unlimited spiritual being. The truth is that you cannot be defined or confined by anything that has ever happened to you or done by you. Practice making distinction between history and who you really are, which you really are, love. And the fifth, put your life in harmony with your intention. Be the person you imagine yourself to be. I can't think of a better way yet so far, is that that's what I do in meditation, is I use that time to imagine the person that I am being. And what does that person who is living that life, what do they do with their time? How do they relate to other people? How do they feel? Ask yourself these empowering questions. And when you create a vibrational match, vibration is your feelings and your thinking. Remember, you know, you've got the little, I got my little magnets over there. We're attracting what we're thinking and feeling about. When you create that vibrational match to the life you're imagining, you actually begin to incarnate that life. So start noticing when you start feeling constricted, okay? When you start feeling triggered and you're paddling upstream, when you are feeling in a flow with ease and grace, you are in the current of your own life. And when you start to feel constricted, notice that you've got some story going on about a condition. And in that moment, differentiate between the condition, which is a fact, but recognize that there is a truth that is underneath, around, on top of, and infused with this circumstance that is way bigger than that circumstance. One of my mentors says that, know that you're always way more powerful than your current circumstance, condition, and situation. So an idea for you in creating this harmony of Power of Intentions is take an opportunity this week and rewrite the story of you and reflect on the life you are calling forth using, you know, that kind of writing exercise. Take a favorite picture from your past and write a caption of the person you have become, and have fun with it. Practice being in the current of the truth of who you really are. And I want to congratulate you for investing in yourself today and listening to really your life in full expression. And may this serve you about the power of intention for 2023 and beyond. And I want to leave you with this, that powerful questions are going to bring powerful answers. And allow yourself to awaken to your greatness and express your soul essence in and for the world to explore, elevate, and expand in love. Thanks for joining me. This is Beth with Life in Full Expression. I'll see you next Monday with more of your greatness for you. Take care, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.